There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On 7 past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio, Rich McFadden here with you with Akos Jankura and John Cremins, our friends down there in the South.
Hey, guys.
We're from the South.
The South.
I grew up in the Great White North, but now I live in the warm South.
You're a Canadian, so you still have a home in Canada, a little place out there where you do some farm. You have animals out there?
Down in the South?
No, up in the north, in Canada.
26 horses, a donkey, a llama, 5 cats, 2 dogs.
What's the weather like up there year-round?
Year-round is 4 seasons. Right now, it's muddy, crummy, wet, awful, but it's better than winter. And then we're waiting for spring that, you know, most of the country already has. Sometime in June it comes around.
Really? Then you get it for about a month.
About a month. Then we get really hot summer, which is very similar to Florida because of the Great Lakes, because it's really humid. And then we have that beautiful Indian summer and then back to winter. So 4 seasons. I do like the 4 seasons.
Yeah.
I just hate 2 of them.
I'm here in D.C. and we get, let me see, we get all 4 seasons. We get them pretty equally. And the good thing about being here in the Mid-Atlantic is that none of them are too harsh for too long. So we get August is hot, sticky, and muggy, and February into March is cold, freezing, snowy, wintry, not a whole lot of snow, but everything else, it's cool. It's great. I love the fall here. I love the spring here. It's all good.
We have only 2 seasons here in Florida.
Right. Hot and hotter.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys been watching the technology news? Because, you know, we're about innovation and invention, and I know John's waiting for this new iWatch coming out, right? This is the big thing coming on, right?
Yeah.
Except I've been reading the Canadian, the CBC, which is the, you know, that's like the government-run news agency, which is very, usually sort of, it's like our Wall Street Journal type of deal. They are giving it very bad reviews because apparently the battery doesn't last more than 12 hours.
Of course they are. I mean, they're all upset because the BlackBerry didn't do as well as they thought it was going to.
No, this is BlackBerry Watch.
They got to attack some other tech company.
I thought the Apple Watch wasn't coming out until the 24th, though, John.
No, actually, pre-orders tonight.
Oh, pre-orders.
John has been waiting for this. Yeah. He's been waiting for this moment for 3 years.
Yeah, well, the alarm
every
clock.
Every day he's got a counter on his wall.
Yeah, my alarm clock will go off at 2:50 a.m. Eastern time because at midnight West Coast time, they're going to allow pre-orders.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you're all over it.
I'm going to be sitting there frustrated that my order's not going through, like they did when the first time they offered the iPhone on their website, and nobody could get through.
So the deal is, with what they're saying here, I'm just reading it out. The CBC News covered it this morning, and their technology department covered it. They said, it's kind of blah. That's what they said. Nothing really great about it. It's stylish. It's beautiful. But if you want to be tethered to something that charges your watch constantly, like, you know, I was thinking, you know, when I'm using my phone, when I'm in the car, I got the car charger going, right?
Right.
When I'm in the office, I got an office charger I can always knock into.
Yep.
So I've got this routine. Then I got a home by the bed. I got one for the bed. You know, so the phone's always being charged. I'm not sure I can do that with my watch.
So in other words, you have a couple $100 worth of chargers all over the place.
I do. You know, for a $1,000 watch, why would I have
this? I'm not buying the $1,000.
Well, okay, the plastic one for $300.
I'm going to get the sport watch. Because we wear these sport bands.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the time. I mean, you know, I'm going to use it for that. And then I know that the technology will change in a year and a half.
Right.
My thing. It's
a lesser price, I can swallow that. I can't swallow a $10,000 watch.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. And I thought, you know what? This would be something cool to have because then I don't have to break my phone out every time I want to see what's going on with a text or, you know, blah, 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 something like that. Somebody sends me a message.
When Akos calls me, I'm driving, I can just click my watch and talking while I'm still looking at instead of looking at the phone.
You and Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but that's the thing that got me. I'm going to go out and spend $300 to $500 bucks, and in 12 months, they'll come out with a new one that makes mine look like old news. And that just irks me.
Well, they did that with the iPhone. The iPhone 5, when they brought out the 5S, like, what was it, less than a year later?
Yeah.
With the fingerprint thing?
Yeah. But with my and it may be the same thing with the iWatch, but with my iPhone, I can always sell the previous version for what I paid for it.
Mm.
I have always
or
been
close
able
to it.
Yeah. I've always, and in one or two cases, I've been able to get more because they unlock these things and sell them overseas, and they're bringing big money. So I've always been able to go to Craigslist, I usually pay $300 for the phone because I get the 32 gigabyte one. I've always been able to put it on Craigslist and get my $300 back. And
wow.
If I can do the same thing with the watch, I would consider it, but
I'm
just
not
sure you could.
That's a good way to look at it.
No, that's a good idea.
That's a good way to look at it. I never thought of that. Right.
Yeah, I'm a car guy, man. Roll it over.
The only bad part about this battery thing is, you know, they tested the battery with pre-release apps. So that means apps that weren't completely utilizing all their functions. So God only knows. I mean, this can be a 9-hour. I mean, you go to work, your watch lasts till you drive home. I mean, it's a possibility.
I'll see what happens. I'm not going to buy one right away.
Okay, so we're in the business of inventions here.
Right.
Yeah.
What the? I mean, they've got solar watches, right?
Yeah.
Solar power. They got self-winding watches. Now, this is a computer, so it's not the same as the technology in a self-winding watch. But why can't they create a band or a screen that is solar powered, or not solar powered, but collects solar energy and charges the battery as you're wearing it?
Why not the self-winding one? That's actually
the kinetic energy one.
The kinetic energy one does pick up a lot of good energy. I mean, why can't they do that? I mean, these things don't draw that much power. You're not sitting in your wrist with a car battery.
Yeah, but I think
it's a very small battery.
But the display they've got is pretty energy. Drawing.
So it's a health watch. So maybe 30. You have to constantly keep your arms moving.
Well, I mean, you do that anyway, right? When you move your hand to work on a computer or whatever.
I just thought I'd give you some up to date. It's my point of view on the iPhone watch or the iWatch.
You're going to get the second one.
I don't know.
You will. You'll see me wearing it. You'll
watches.
Think that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, you will.
Because then you'll see me playing with.
Rich,
like,
I collect watches and
I collect pens.
I'm a big pen collector and a watch collector.
I see you as being. I mean, obviously, you guys are into inventions and stuff, totally being a gadget guy, that, you know, anything is, John fully meets my expectations of what you two guys would be. The newest gadget comes out, I have to have it. I'm a gadget. Yeah. I'm in radio with technology, computers, all kinds of fun buttons and stuff around here. I'm a gadget guy. I don't know that I'll run out and jump on this. I'll wait and see on it. But
I'll be the test case.
Yeah, good.
Then you can follow my lead.
Go bite the bullet for us.
I'll take videos. I'll take videos of him. I'm sending it up to you so you can watch him frustrated.
Right.
And I'll edit them if he's happy.
Hey, if it ends up everybody's loving them and everybody's cool with them and they hold their value, you can sell them. Blah, blah, blah. I'm all over it. I'm right there. So, you know, I'm cool with it.
Hey, did you see that yesterday they had there's a patent case that's going through right now that actually will affect the tech industry. From any kind of phones to tablets. This is a case that's actually pitting Microsoft against Google. Because Microsoft bought a company called Motorola Mobility. You guys know that company.
Right.
The Motorola phones, right?
Right. I don't have those.
Well, what they did, though, is they have some of their patents that they owned, Google now has. Or, excuse me, Microsoft now has. So they're trying to charge a premium for these patents that they're called essential patents, meaning that, look, hey, you can't have a cell phone, and inside that cell phone, there's a lot of different patents, right? Well, so if somebody owns those patents, they're being told, there was a judge a couple months ago that came out and said, okay, wait a minute, if you're going to have an essential patent, you can't just all of a sudden go $2 billion, $3 billion, you know, to one person, and $5 billion to another because they're a competitor, and maybe $10 billion. So he said, okay, this is the way you're going to figure it out. So the case really came down to where Google ended up, instead of having to pay $2 billion for the essential patents, they paid only, what, $2 million?
I'm tired of this. I really am. You know, this whole patent thing, the proposed patent legislation
This is an appeal case right now.
I mean, they're just weakening the American competitive edge with this, right? Because if you can't defend your patents, if you can't defend your patents from infringement by large corporations and other competitors, I mean, what's the What's the deal? Right. You know, we've been pushing the SaveTheInventor.com, Rich, the SaveTheInventor.com. Yeah. I tell everybody, go there, sign the petition, and support a strong patent system. Right now, go SaveTheInventor.com, check it out, because we try to tell every inventor, listen, you got to band together, because this patent legislation is being attacked in Washington. In fact, when I was up in Washington, that's what I was talking about there, visiting people about this, because big companies are, because this new patent legislation, I think, weakens the little guy. So if you want to say something about it, go SaveTheInventor.com, go check that out and sign the petition. You know, that's my...
Yeah, I think that patents, corporately, these big businesses, I mean, all of Apple's value comes from all of the patents that they own. They own hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of patents. And the reason Google even bought Motorola is for its patents, because they bought Motorola, kept the patents, and then sold the technology to Lenovo.
Well, there is a trademark patent infringement case against Apple. And if the company that, and it's all based on the Bluetooth technology, and if Apple were to lose this, let's say, or the judge says, you know what, we're going to sanction you, you're not going to be able to sell your products in the United States. Your iPhone and your iPad.
You can't do that to the biggest company in the world.
They'll pay off whoever it is and
that'll
continue
never
to
you would think, right? But right. That's in the
anybody who goes after Apple for patent, Apple owns thousands of patents, so somebody's always going to come after them.
Yeah, but they also use patents and then go, forgive us later. They do that a lot.
But they've got enough money to pay off whoever. So people go after them for the big paycheck. And then everybody's happy. I'd love to have Apple steal one of my patents. That would be the greatest day of my life. That's the lottery right there. You've hit it big. So, all right.
Shouldn't we be doing commercials or something?
He's actually 25 seconds early.
Scott Clarkson from the Hot Messy Dippy Lid Holder. Can't wait to hear that one. It's 18 past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works, you can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The hour, it's Michael Inventions Radio, Rich McFadden and John Cremas, Akos. You know what, Akos, I have to ask you something.
What's that?
How long have we been together? What, maybe almost a year now?
I was going to say 18 minutes.
Or 18 minutes.
What is it, like your anniversary?
And I have the feeling I always...
Your anniversary or something?
No, I have the feeling I always say your name wrong. Everybody always says Akos.
Akos.
Akos. And retraining the brain. But, you know, us Americans...
Yeah, but it's Akos, though, right?
No, no, my Hungarian name is actually Akos. My mother called me Akos, but I gave up people trying to pronounce that. So.
See, and that was another assumption. We always... I always assumed you had to be Greek.
No, no, it's Hungarian. I'm actually Transylvanian. My mother was Transylvanian. You know what the whole Transylvanian Dracula, the boys,
yeah.
I've been to Transylvania a couple times.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Walked through the castles at night?
Oh, my gosh. It's actually the craziest trip you've ever been. You go back 500 years in time.
He gets off the plane and they chase him with, like, pitchforks and
honest
torches.
Honest to goodness, it's in the mountains. You got to drive through 500 miles of civilization. You end up in this place that's 500 years ago. They still don't have tractors. There's one tractor for the village.
Wow.
They're still doing it. I mean, there's still logging industry with horses and things. It's
you
crazy.
And your brother biked that, though, didn't you?
I mean, it's crazy. If anybody wants an amazing sort of bucket list trip, go to Transylvania. It's insanity. I walked in there and went, I can't believe I just witnessed this. I mean, no one on earth even knows it, but these guys are living 500 years ago.
So is it a tourist industry there?
No.
No, none. It's just like none. A lost little city.
Oh, my God. Wild dogs are walking around the streets. You got to wait for the cows to be and the shepherds to bring home. And then they look like shepherds. It's not like a modern shepherd. They're still wearing the shepherds with a cane. It's crazy. Transylvania is an amazing place.
Wow, wow.
Anyway,
cool.
So that's my
okay,
thing.
So Akos. Hey, I was just sitting here looking at a product, and I remember being at a Disney conference and a woman coming up with an invention of a sippy cup that was bought by one of the big, huge corporations. And she's just like mega rich now for inventing a sippy cup.
Sippy cup, yeah.
And it made me start to wonder if some of the people that ever come on this show or that you've dealt with and helped with their inventions to kind of make it to market, whether they've ever been bought by a publicly held company, a stock-owned company where it just goes bananas.
Oh, that's a good question. We have had some successes. The people we've
I know you've had big inventions that have made just jillions of dollars, but with the big...
So a licensing deal.
Yes. Proctor and Gamble picked it up.
Actually, Richie, we had a show with Doug, and because it was the Office Gem. It was on this show.
On this show, and we blew it off.
Yeah, we didn't do do that well.
It's massively successful now.
We watched it on HSN, make millions of dollars.
Just goes to show you, we haven't a clue what we're doing, really.
Hey, man, you're throwing enough stuff against the wall, and that's what it's all about. You just keep trying. It's like Edison with the light bulb. You just keep on plugging away, and then, you hit a few.
I wanted to promote the show. We're joining Radio America this weekend, aren't we?
That we are. This Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, you can listen to a weekend edition of My Cool Inventions Radio.
Is it 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock?
It's 4 o'clock. I'm sorry.
Did I catch you off guard here?
No, I didn't have it.
So it's 4 o'clock. There was some 3 to 5. There was
4 to 6 p.m.
So 4 to 6 p.m. So if you're check out your radio station. It's a different type of My Cool Inventions. We do a lot longer interview with the inventor. We talk about the crowdfunding thing. We talk about the Da Vinci Club. We actually sell some of their inventions. Some of their inventions are available for sale that you don't
get. Gadgets
very, very cool gadgets. And just check your radio station's listings. And if they're not carrying the show, just call them and yell and scream and tear the place apart until they do.
Absolutely. And you can...
Rich said it was okay.
If the show, if My Cool Inventions is not on a radio station in your market, you can email me at rich@dougsteffen.com, and we will call the radio station in your market and say, listen, we've got some people who want to hear the show. So you can email me at rich@dougsteffen.com, or you can email one of the guys, John at My Cool Inventions. Is it My Cool Inventions Radio?
Yeah, he's My Cool Inventions Radio, and I'm at My Cool Inventions.
Okay, and yeah. Akos at MyCoolInventions.com.
I'm not sure how that whole email thing came out like that way, but no, it did.
So it's great to have, for everybody in the company to have different email addresses.
It's very consistent. Very good.
It's 28 past the hour on Michael Inventions Radio.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My Cool Inventions Radio with Akos Chankura, John Premans, and Rich McFadden. And guys, I have an admission to make to you guys.
Another one?
Yeah, another one. So not as big as the last one, though.
Okay, good. What was it?
I'm a kid.
Dug on you.
Yeah, he already knows this. I'm a kid. I have a son and a daughter, a young son and a young daughter, and part of the fun of buying them new toys is I get to play with them. Right. And I looked at our new invention today, and I just saw the name. Hot, messy, drippy lid holder. And I said, this has got to be fun. Absolutely. When I see anything that is described as hot, messy, drippy lid holder, it's something that I'm sure that I'm going to go, this is going to be fun to play with.
It's actually, when I first saw it, I mean, John dragged me back to this booth at the Chicago Houseware Show, the International Houseware Show, and I love this product only because I need it. Like, I like to work in the kitchen. John has seen me burn down my kitchen.
Can I tell you this story?
I'm deep frying. Okay, they're over for dinner. We're having a little dinner party. You know, wives and everybody are over. So I'm and my buddies are over, Dave Carrera and his wife. Everybody, six of us are there having a great time at the place. So I am making French fries. So I'm frying potatoes. But because I'm health conscious, I also want to fry sweet potatoes.
Right.
All right?
Okay, good.
So I learned a scientific equation. Here's something everybody can learn from my mistake. If you're frying potatoes and you stop doing that, then you use sweet potatoes, here's the problem. The moisture content in sweet potatoes are way, way higher than regular potatoes. And immediately the oil boils over. boiled over, went over the side of the thing. And the moment it hit the burner, I have a flash, huge fire in the kitchen.
We've got a fire here.
And you know what my best friends do? They don't go running for a fire extinguisher or salt. No, they're getting their phones out to video it for YouTube. These are my best friends. I'm fighting a fire. Videoing it.
Same when he grabbed the pan with his bare hand and pulled
the fire. I grabbed the hot boiling thing to pull it off the thing before the place blew up, and I burned myself. And they're laughing out loud.
Did you get the whole thing on video? I want to see it.
No. So that was we were laughing too hard, and we got pictures, but we got video.
So anyways, I like to work in the kitchen, but I make a big mess, as you can probably imagine. So and what happens is the messiest part of your sort of day is when you're cooking is the utensils get, like if you're making chili or whatever, your utensils are all drippy and messy, and you stick them on those spoon holders that make those messy, right? And your pot lids, you don't know where to put them.
They drip everywhere.
If you got like three or four pots going, like where do you put them? I end up putting them on the counter, and they're upside down. I try different things. So this genius, this Scott Clarkson guy, he comes up with this, I can't even describe it to you. It's this one all-in-one type of a shape, a round shape. It's got nicks and grooves in it, and it holds a bunch of pot lids, and it also holds all your utensils all in one.
You know, but he makes it by hand.
It's beautiful.
I'm looking at it right now. I just went to his website, which is kitchenholders.us.com. Yeah. I hate this guy.
It's simply genius.
It's just how it can hold your pot cover, your utensils. Yeah, I hate people
like this. And the cookbook.
This.
If you're using the cookbook, it even holds the cookbook.
This is very cool.
So anyways, I sat there going, here's how I measure good inventions. If I want to buy one right away, I go, now I'm interested. I react the same way you did. I have to have this.
Scott, I hate you.
Welcome to the program.
Welcome to the program. I hate you. You stole my idea. I didn't know I had it, but you stole my idea.
Welcome to the program, Scotland. How did we describe that for you? Did we make a good job, or do you want to add something to the description to your hot, messy, drippy lid holder invention?
You guys were perfect. I couldn't do any better. That was so funny.
So we met, you and I met, and John and everybody else met. You met my wife and everybody there. My whole team was at the Houseware show. And so we loved your invention. You did a great job on this. Describe quickly to the listener exactly how you came up with the idea, and maybe describe it a little more in detail than we just did.
Well, first of all, thank you very much. And you're right. Everything you guys said was what was going through my mind when I was standing there with my hot lid going, what do you do with this thing? And I it was getting hotter, and I just wanted to put it someplace so I could stir and add some spices. And I wound up turning it upside down like everybody does so they don't trip all over. Although some people do trip all over. But I thought, I should be able to make something in pottery to hold this. And as I started making them, people started going, hey, that's a great idea. Could I get one? And I just started making a whole bunch of them, and people were loving the idea.
So just visually here, it's a clay cup that kind of gets wider at the top, in the middle up to the top. And it's got like two and a half inch indentations.
Yes, there's four cutouts.
Cutouts,
and
yes.
They're specific because there's the bigger cutouts that you can put multiple lids in there. And also it holds the bigger lids. And then there's the smaller cutouts that you can put smaller lids in so you can still reach in and grab the handles.
Well, I know,
and then, of course, it does hold your cookbook.
I know we're not supposed to sway the listeners, you know, in voting. I'm just going to tell everybody, vote thumbs down. But, Scott, send me one of these right today, please.
Yeah, we need to do this big testing.
I need to equalize I know we're swaying the audience right now to vote thumbs up, so it's not fair to the other inventors that we have on all week.
Yes.
So I want at least a couple of you just to vote thumbs down, but I want one of these right now, and I want you to send me one right now.
So why don't we do the
right,
fish? Go ahead.
Every cook has his problem. Sooner or later, we stand there with a hot, messy, drippy lid in our hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know it too.
Everybody does it.
Yep, absolutely.
So what we're going to do, we're going to just do the pitch. All right, we have a lot of questions for you because I have an idea for you. So let's do the pitch. You're going to get 60 seconds to win over our listener. You got to give 60 seconds of your best pitch, and then the listener votes thumbs up or thumbs down. We're not the Sharks. You guys are. It's kind of American Idol meets Shark Tank here. You guys are in control. The listeners are all what it's about. To vote, go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, and just go thumbs up, thumbs down. You can see the invention, read about it. If you're out and about, maybe in the car, or you're at work or something, pick up that smartphone and text the word thumbs up, all one word, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, or thumbs down to 22333. That's two twos and three threes. And you can call us, too, at 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490. The listeners are all getting ready. I got my smartphone in my hand, ready to vote. Scott, are you ready to pitch?
I am.
Let's
do it. You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hi, everyone. When you're cooking, sooner or later, you're standing there with a hot, messy, jerky lid in your hand. Usually, you put them on your countertops and drip all over, set them upside down, having to reach underneath to grab the handle, or you put them in the sink, which isn't always too clean. To solve this problem, I invented the hot, messy, jerky lid holder. It holds your lid vertically while all the drips are contained in the bottom. It can hold multiple lids, new utensils, cookbooks, tablets, and magazines. It can also be used as a kitchen table when serving. The lid holder has a unique patented design that is highly durable, dishwasher safe, and handmade in the USA. The lid holder is $49.50, and you can see all the wonderful colors at kitchenholders.us.com. If it's not US, then it's not us. That's kitchenholders.us.com. So please vote for Scott and the hot, messy, jerky lid holder at mycoolinventions.com. Thank you.
Right on.
Right on the
Make
money.
Or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Great pitch. You got the price in there. $49.50. Now, here's where I'm going to say the same thing to you I just did. I said to you at the Houseware show. You have an absolute fantastic invention and concept. Listen, I was the kitchen gadget guy on QVC for years when Bob Bowersox was in the kitchen with Bob. Now it's in the kitchen with Dave. When I moved down to HSN, I've got 20 infomercials under my belt where I'm the kitchen guy, a kitchen expert. I recognize a good kitchen product when I see it. I think you've got one. Your downfall, though, is two things. One, $49.50. That's a big price to pay. I'll pay it because, you know, I love it so much that I'll give you $50 for it. But the general public probably won't. All right? So, two, you're hand-making them, right? I think you're hand-making them. Last time I met you, you were actually making each one by hand.
That's so why they're all very unique and they're a piece of art. We hand throw them on the wheel.
Okay, how do you patent and mass produce this so you can become a zillionaire?
Well, not by hand. You know, you can't be like what was that movie with the ghost comes back?
Ghost.
Yeah. You can't make them like that.
I can see 1,000 Chinese people in a factory in China doing pottery. No.
So you got to make this we got to make a mold for you. And I think I introduced you to Ginger, the lady who was actually my agent in the Orient, was in Chicago, and I think you guys met. I encourage you get her, and I think she took one home with her to get her to get a mold for you. You got to make it out of some kind of a material, and I'm suggesting some sort of ABS styrene or plastic or something decorative and beautiful and nice and got a gorgeous finish on it. But you got to get the price down, and you got to be sustainable in how many you can make.
See, and I'm thinking too. What if he still does some of the handmade ones because that's inspirational, right? Because you're going to have the catalog,
sure, the high end
are, you know, like the ones that you know you inspire. So you have a product line that's inspirational.
Like front gate
or everybody wants to, this really
Ballard
nice
design,
and then you have the line that everybody goes, gosh, you know, I'd love to have it, but I can't do that, but I could do that, and it's almost the same thing. They'd go for that in a heartbeat, I think.
On HSN, if I showed this to the team at HSN, for example, or even the team at QVC, right?
They would
say, oh my gosh, ivory, red, blue, silver, yellow, probably leopard or zebra or whatever they're coming up with at the time. They probably want six colors, $29.99, $19.99, something in there, right?
Boom.
And when John says boom, the word would be boom.
Yeah,
seriously.
I think
you'd knock the lights out. I think this will do $4,000 to $6,000 a minute, every minute you're on air. And I think this would be a TSV. I think every cataloger will pick people it up. I see it in Bed Bath & Beyond. I see it in everywhere. That, as a matter of fact, I could even see just a two-minute spot.
Let me ask you this. All right, so Scott, is there any kind of a patent protection on this invention, this idea?
Yes, I do have a patent on everything. And sooner or later, and I have it in metal and plastic. And we're in the works right now to make it into plastic with ginger. Oh. And also with stainless steel, so for industrial kitchens.
So you're protected. You're golden. You can take this to the mass market, and it's yours.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Beautiful.
I'd like to license it. I think we should get Tammy involved, and we should license this and see if we could. If you're interested, we would put all of our efforts behind it, especially when it comes to live shopping and all that to us, and we'll see what we can do for you. We love your invention. So if you're listen,
and I love your enthusiasm, so I look forward to working with you guys.
All right.
So ACOS, AKOS.
And I could care less about all of it. I just want one.
You just want one. It's ACOS at mycoolinvention.com. Just drop me an email. I'll get Tammy involved. We'll extend the licensing deal for you. See if we can help you out at mycoolinventions.com. And vote. Go to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. You can probably tell what I voted. I probably voted thumbs up or thumbs down. If you don't like it, you say nonsense. I don't know. $49.50 for a potholder? I'm not sure. Whatever you like, you can vote there. Or you can text to vote. Text 22333 is your texting number. And you just text the word thumbs up or thumbs down. All one word. Don't leave this space to do things. And you can register your vote that way. If you go to mycoolinventions.com, you can see the vote tabulating all in real time. It's kind of cool to watch. And if you have an invention, hey, I've got something like that. I want to get on the radio because we don't charge anything for these guys to be on the radio. Go to mycoolinventions.com and submit your invention. Scott, I think you've got a great idea. Yeah. I really do. You got to get sustainable so you can make tens and hundreds of thousands at a time. You got to get that done. I'd like to see your a patent. I'd take a look at your patent, make sure it's solid enough. You got to start thinking about. See, when we talk about patents, we don't talk about. We should maybe we'll spend an episode later talking about this. When you patent it in the USA, that's not patent. In Europe. That's not patented in Asia. That's not patented in Australia and South America. You've got to patent this everywhere in the world. And if you leave, I think 12 months goes by, you've got to start your patent process in the other countries also, or you'll lose it. And let me tell you something, there are people out there who will take it. So
I like to have a conversation. They're professionals at stealing patents.
Yeah, so I think I'd love to listen to your IP, your intellectual property, and maybe guide you or send you somewhere to have you give me some advice. Or maybe you have the best advice. I just want to make sure you're covering yourself because I think you've got a great idea and you can make an awful lot of money on it. So vote. Go to mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. Vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Text the vote. Thumbs up all one word. Thumbs down all one word to 22333.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Millions of conversations will happen today, but few of us have had a conversation about the care we want when we're seriously ill or nearing the end of life. Sharing your wishes with friends, family, and care providers now and as life changes may improve quality of life at the end of life, both for you and those you love. This conversation may be difficult, but wouldn't you rather have it now, before a crisis? It's time to have the conversation. Visit iom.edu/theconversation. A message from the Institute of Medicine.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
My 12-year-old granddaughter got upset about something she saw in her own neighborhood. People texting while driving. She looked through the lens of liberty and decided it was her responsibility to do something about it. She made simple little stop signs that kids hold up in their car windows saying, "Stop texting. We see you." The idea has caught fire in other schools around the country, and she has been on national news programs talking about personal responsibility. I'm proud, not because she is my own granddaughter, but because she understands that Americans shouldn't always depend on government to protect our safety and our freedom. It's our own responsibility first.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The question of whether he lives or dies is now in the hands of the jury that convicted him on all counts. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. 21-year-old Johar Tsarnaev found guilty by a federal jury in Boston on all 30 counts in connection with the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing that killed three people and injured hundreds of others. That same jury to deliberate the fate of Tsarnaev, a choice between a sentence of life in prison or the death penalty. The jury to begin deliberations on that next week. Meanwhile, the survivors of the bombing are reacting to yesterday's guilty verdict. Karen Broussard was one of those injured on that fateful day nearly 2 years ago.
Been difficult, but we've gotten through it with each other. We're a new community of just our little family here, and we're grateful for everything that you all have done.
As for any sense of closure, Broussard had this to say.
It's not something that you'll ever be over. You'll feel it forever. There'll always be something that brings it back to the forefront. But we're all going to move on with our lives, and we're all going to get back to some sense of normalcy.
Broussard said she attended the trial because it was part of her healing process. She said she needed to go through this experience from beginning to end. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, a volatile day of trading yesterday. The Dow wound up with a 27-point gain to 17,902. NASDAQ up 40 points. S&P added 5. In North Charleston, South Carolina, some changes for the police department after the shooting death of an unarmed black man by an officer with a previous excessive force complaint on his record. Michael Slager was caught on camera shooting Walter Scott in the back at least 8 times after a traffic stop last weekend. Slager has been fired and now faces a murder charge. The city's mayor is now ordering body cameras for all police officers in North Charleston. The summer driving season is just around the corner, and it may not be as hard on the pocketbook as it was last year. The U.S. Energy Department says gas prices between now and September will be at their lowest point for that time period in 6 years. The Energy Department predicting gas nationwide should average $2.45 a gallon, a 32% drop from the same time last year. Then again, despite the predictions from all those experts, you never know when gas prices might skyrocket for no apparent reason. And finally, let's go to Georgia, to the golf course called Augusta National. The first of professional golf's major tournaments gets underway today. We're talking about the Masters. The number one ranked golfer in the world is the betting favorite, Rory McIlroy. Two-time winner Bubba Watson is the defending champion. Lots of attention, of course, on Tiger Woods. But yesterday, at the always fun par 3 contest at Augusta that precedes the actual tournament, even with Tiger Woods playing in this thing, it was the Golden Bear who stole the show. Those cheers for the great Jack Nicklaus, now age 75, who had an ace, otherwise known as a hole-in-one, at the 130-yard fourth hole yesterday. What a thrill to see Jack with a flash of past glory. As for the Masters at Augusta, one thing is certain. This is a golf course, a country club, a major tournament that takes itself way too seriously. Wait until you see and hear the televised introduction, which will sound something like this.
As the azaleas bloom in all their glory along Magnolia Lane, a tradition as tall as the towering Georgia pines, the splendor of spring at Augusta, this is the majesty and magnificence of the Masters.
And believe me, Jim Nance's introduction on CBS is even more nauseating than that. And don't forget about the chirping birds. Listen, I'm an avid golfer. I'll admit, Augusta is a very pretty place that few of us will see in person. But this is not a religious experience. It's just golf. Nothing more.
The Masters.
I'm David Wise. That's the news that matters.
Musicians, now through April 19th at Guitar Center, over 50,000 guitars will be marked down under $100. In-store and online, choose from a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars. Get incredible savings from brands like Fender, Squire, Epiphone, Ibanez, ESP, Washburn, Schecter, and more. Over 50,000 guitars under $100. With the greatest selection and our low price guarantee, any player can find the guitar of their dreams. Hurry, it absolutely ends April 19th. Don't miss your chance to save at Guitar Center.
You're a long walk in a rainstorm.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.